Welcome back to the Finnsiders, getting ready for a Halloween night game between the Dolphins and the Bengals. Going to talk about it with running back Daniel Thomas. 9 carries, 47 yards against the Patriots on Sunday. Before we get to anything else, happy birthday, Daniel Thomas.
Appreciate it.
Any big plans besides Bengals tape?
Yeah. It's a rough week. My family's in town, so my mom and dad are cooking tonight, so I'm just going to chill.
Nothing bad about that. A little home-cooked meal for the birthday. Well, happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
I feel like the running game got going a little bit against New England from a statistical, numerical standpoint. It looked like it. What about that on the field?
Yeah, definitely. Me and Lamar both hit some nice runs. And I feel like, you know, early in the game, we were running pretty strong. And then even towards the end of the game, but, you know, we were down late. So, you know, we couldn't really run the ball that much. So I think we did a good job.
What was different maybe between that game and some of the previous games?
I think it was a little bit of combination of the offensive line and the running backs, you know, both working as a unit and coming on strong.
I feel like you guys are probably talking about it in the running backs room. That is a good jumping off point. You know, you saw what you're capable of against the Patriots. And so how do you use that to sort of spring forward?
Just improving in practice. I feel like we did a good job against Buffalo, too. So, I mean, the last 2 weeks, you know, we've been stressing, you know, running the ball. So we want to continue to do that.
A lot of people around the NFL, they want to talk about the passing game and the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. And obviously, if you watch the games, you can understand why. But there's a real sense, I think, now among the fans of this team, after seeing the way the team has gone for the first 7 games of this season, that in order for the Dolphins to have success on offense, you guys are going to have to be able to run the ball.
Right.
And so I'm sure as a running back, it's nice to know that everybody's kind of behind that idea.
Right. And, you know, we said that early during the year, you know, in order for us to have success, you know, we're going to be able to run the ball. So that's one of the main things, you know, Coach Sherman and everybody's talking about. So that's what we want to get going.
Running back Daniel Thomas is here. Short week, always a little bit of a different kind of week. Everything just compressed, basically? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, there's little time, you know, for preparation and rest. So, you know, you just got to get out there and get it done, you know. They got the same schedules as us. So, you know, we just got to work through it.
They got to travel, too. So maybe even a little bit of an edge for you guys. Obviously, you can't really cut out film or anything like that. Is it some of the physical stuff that gets cut out? Is there less lifting? Is that kind of what has
to get
pushed?
Yeah, it's more mental and less physical because, you know, it's such a short week. And coming off a tough road game against New England, you know, your body's going to be tired. And you're going to be tired physically and mentally. So, I mean, you got to put more time in the study room.
As you start getting ready for the Bengals and you cram, as we sort of alluded to, what have you seen from the Cincinnati defense so far?
They're big. Physical guys, you know, James Harrison, he's been in the league a long time, you know, one of the most, you know, feared guys in the league. So, I mean, with him and the guys up front and, you know, the safeties and everybody, they're a good defense and they're playing real good right now.
The defensive coordinator for the Dolphins, Kevin Coyle, was the secondary coach there somewhat recently. Did he have a little bit more to say, you know, this week maybe to the offense and normally get a little tip here and there?
They're pretty much giving us the same looks that our defense give us. So, you know, we've been going over those looks since mini camp and training camp, so I think we'll do fine.
What makes them so good against the run? They seem to be pretty good both against the run and the pass. Obviously, a couple of big-name defensive linemen on this team.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen maybe specifically a little bit at least to show why they've been good against the run?
Those two nose tackles they have, you know, they're very good. You know, they're stout against the run. Geno Atkins, he's one of the best in the league. And, it really starts up with those guys. And, you know, they're a little bit banged up in the linebacker position, but they still got some guys that are capable.
Daniel Thomas is here celebrating his birthday today. You big Halloween guy growing up?
Not really. I was always scared around those times. I don't really like scary movies, and they always seem to be on around Halloween, so I always just put it on Nickelodeon.
Not a scary movie guy?
Nah.
What about trick-or-treating? Get dressed up, all that kind of stuff?
Not never dressed up, but I used to go and get
the
candy.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the key to the whole thing, whether you dress up or not. Well, thanks for coming in, man. Happy birthday. Obviously, a tough short week, but some time with the family tonight will be nice, and have a good one on Thursday night.
Appreciate it.